My body is in divine order. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. My body is in divine order. What does that mean, that my body is in divine order? What does that mean to me, that my body is in divine order? How do I define that? How do I understand it? I don't. I say my body is in divine order, and then I allow the divine in me to program it for divine order. What I've done throughout my lifetime is to program my body out of divine order. I set the causes in motion so many times for it to be out of divine order. I allow myself to be in an environment where words are said that there's a cold available, there are problems, be careful, have a safe journey. That's one of the most rugged things we can do to ourselves. Have a safe journey. Safe from what? Have a lovely journey. Have a great experience. Do wonderful things. Have fun. We have the difficulty of thinking in a very negative way oftentimes about our life, about our circumstances, about the things that we think are important. Yet, if we would say my body is in divine order and get out of the way of the divine circuits, allowing the perfection that our body is, our original purity and integrity that is always trying to shine forth, but we feel we know better. We feel that we can put causes in motion, that we can say things, and that these things will be very important. We say my liver is perfect. We say my heart is perfect. We say every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Now, all these things are wonderful, positive statements. But if we want to do the full scene, then we do the full scene getting ourselves out of the way. Now, how do you know whether it is your liver or your gallbladder? How do you know? Maybe it's your heart. Maybe it's your lungs. How do you know? Maybe this and maybe that. How do you know what? And, of course, how do you even know that it's any of those things? It may have symptomatic of being those things, but what is it really? What is it really that is concerning our body? What sort of things going on in our body? What sort of things are going on in our body that are upsetting us, that are not in perfect order? When our body is not in order, then it is a variety of things that concern us. And we want to be in control of this variety of things, and we don't have the wisdom to do that. Oh, in the allness of all, we have the wisdom, but there again, we come back to the wisdom is all is in divine order. And the wisdom is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. The wisdom is I do not speak of specifics. I speak of the general program. And I put the general cause in motion and have the general experience of perfection and wholeness and right action, peace and truth and love and goodness. This is something that is not really too easy to do. And the reason it's not easy to do is because we have been programmed to pay attention to the illusions. The minute our toe hurts, we pay attention to it. We say, oh, my toe, my toe. Instead of saying, all is in divine order. When we have a breathing problem or a heart problem or anything else, we say, oh, goodness sakes, it's this symptom that I recognize, my heart, my breathing, whatever. If we had just said, all is in divine order instantly, whenever a circumstance comes up, then all would be in divine order. Because we return to our original purity and integrity, we get ourself out of the way of the divine circuits so that they can function properly, and so that everything can be in divine order. Now, one of the things that that of a light plane and learning to fly a light plane, the instructor often says, if worse comes to worse, take your hands off the controls, let the plane land itself. It has the ability within itself somehow, because it's been programmed to land, to fly, to stay aloft. But when you reduce the power and you just let it glide in, it glides in its normal manner, reducing its altitude according to the speed that it's traveling, and little by little it just drops on down and sets right on the runway and just lands in a perfect pattern, because you are landing into the wind and you are landing in every proper way. Now, if you were to leave the controls alone, you might want to steer it a little bit, but if you leave the controls alone as to how it's to land, it lands itself quite properly. Now, our body is indeed more sophisticated than an airplane, and our body has so many signals that are being given it by so many aspects of our body. Whenever we have any glands, and these glands are normally servicing the body, and for some reason one of the glands has been inhibited, it has been caused not to flow as it properly should, either because of fright, because of anger, because of anything which is inhospitable to our body, it stops it from doing those things. And so when we can be in peace, when we can live peace and feel peace and know that all is in divine right order, then all the glands start functioning properly again, and our body begins functioning properly again. And the quicker we are able to do this, the quicker we are able to do this, the more instantly do we experience the healing, the more instantly do we experience the wholeness. This does not have to be a time-consuming learning job. It's only a matter of putting the cause in motion in its most perfect, most ideal, most beneficial way for us. All is in divine order. This works also in relationships. We oftentimes think that we know best what should happen in a relationship. It might concern ourselves, our marriage, our friendship, our activity at work, or it might concern our family and friends with their relationships. And we just would wish, that everything was so beautiful for them, that their marriage would continue in a harmonious way, that they would not be sick, and that they had enough money. Oh, so panicky we get about these things. So silly. All we have to do is in our heart say, all is in divine order, and then let go and let the divine order reveal itself. The divine order is there already. It doesn't have to manifest anything. It just reveals. It just takes the cloud away from our vision, where we cannot see that it is already there, until we can see that it is there. The mist of the morning up here on the mountains, as I take my morning walk sometimes at midnight or at 1 or 2, and there's a sort of a blanket of fog lying over the valleys, and it looks like a giant lake sort of undulating between the mountain peaks, and so it's glorious to look at. And as I look at it, I think, oh yes, if I didn't know what was all below there, I wouldn't realize that was not really a lake, that was just a fog, and that below there was the community of Campo and all the wonderful people who live in the Campo area. You see, we don't know. We don't know what lies beneath the hidden reaches of our inner self. We don't know what the divine order is for us. All we know is that it's good. And so when we say, all is in divine order, my body is in divine order, my body is in divine order, my affairs are in divine order, all of my life is in divine order, then we are putting that cause in motion. And it's a law, the law of cause and effect. It's not something that we deserve, that we have earned from God because we are good people, or that we don't deserve because we are bad people. It is just the law of cause and effect. When you put your foot on the accelerator of the car goes forward. When you put your foot on the brake, the car slows down and stops. That's just the law of cause and effect. It has nothing to do with whether you're a nice person and so the car will stop, or you're not a nice person and the car will not stop and it will smash into something. You see, we're dealing with a law that has no moral judgment to it. Moral judgment is a very vital and a very important part of the human relationships, because it gives us a key to work on. It's like having a stop sign so that we know that if we stop there, other people can pass, and then we can pass in our right time too, and we won't crash into each other. And moral laws are merely an opportunity to keep people from crashing into each other, to live harmoniously together. And this is what the law of cause and effect is. The law of cause and effect allows us to live harmoniously with our universe if we have the wisdom to put it into motion and leave it alone. Let the airplane land itself. My body is in divine order. And if we start saying why, how, where, and so forth of our body being in divine order, we're liable to get ourselves all confused. And our body certainly will reflect that confusion, because it will not know which of the various aspects that we are speaking about, which of the various aspects we want to be in whole, be whole and perfect in our body. Now, we have an immune system, and the immune system throws off certain things that are not beneficial to the body. Sometimes it even throws off things that we think are beneficial to the body. And we have to be very cautious that we don't get in the way of the human flow of naturalness of the body for its perfection. But the divine order does know the way, and it knows it far better than we can ever dream of thinking of knowing it. And we let go and let it be. Oh, we think we're wonderful in creating computers and creating computer programming. They do fabulous things. They make computers act almost like human beings, because of course human beings have created the programs which operate the computers. Now, let's recognize that divine, which created our bodies, knows best how to operate our bodies, our minds and affairs, everything that we do. And so when we say, my body is in divine order, we don't have to say perfect divine order, right divine order, this divine. Divine order is only one order, and that is the order that is for our highest and best. That is the order that is a blessing to us. That is the order that uplifts us and uplifts the universe. Because if we ever get into the mental attitude that divine order is not good for us, then we are out of business. If we ever get to the idea that the human body is not a good thing, then we are out of business. Then its divine creation is a useless thing. If we ever think that our word is not a power, then we are worthless indeed. But when we think that every thought we think, every word we speak, and every action we take, based upon all being in divine order, what a glorious world we live in, and what a glorious life we lead, and what wonderful responses we have to the world in which we live. My body is in divine order. My life and affairs are in divine order. I am in divine order. And this is the way it really works. And this is the way it works for you, and this is the way it works for me. So today I put that cause lovingly into motion, and watch the miracles happen in my life of fabulous quality of being me, just the way I was designed to be. Have a lovely day, and know that with this thought for today, you could change the world, starting with yourself. I know that's what I'm doing. I love you. I love you. I love you.